Gimel Beis. A little less than halfway down the page. So the more saying a story of how Rabbi Yossi Bar Asyun used to say things in riddles, you know, in a way which was cryptic better, so it wasn't obvious what he was saying. He's asking about his host. I think what it means is he was hosted in city A, and he went back to city B, and people would come from city A to city B for a visit. He wanted to ask about how his host in the previous had been. So he would ask about them. So he'd say, the Amr Hachi Gvar Pum Dain. So Pum is mouth. Dain is Zeh. So Gvar is could also be the word Ish. Sheish Pi Zeh is a Shpiza. Right? So Gvar Pum Dain would also be, but there are other words for those are Ish. P Zeh, that's Ushpiza. So Ushpiza Chi Chai. That's the word Chai. So it's my Ushpiza. Mazu Tova Yesh. How much Tova does he have? Okay, so that was the way he said it. So you could have a private conversation publicly. Revo Ki Havi Mishtar Baloshan Chochma. Revo when he was having this type of a conversation publicly on private things which he felt needed to be private, Amar Hachi. So, Asrigu Lepechomen. See, what he wanted was that they should make him. Some roasted chicken. So he said, "Asrigul pechamen, you should light up the pechamen, the coals. Arkiu lezahavin, lay out flat, lashon rakia, zahavin, the gold. Spread out the coals which have a gold color. Va'asuli shnei magide balata, make for me two." Ones who say stories in the darkness. That's referring to roosters which crow in the middle of the night. Ikadamri v'yasuli b'hen shnei magidei b'alata. I'm not sure the difference between osuli and v'yasuli is. I mean, I don't know the difference, but I don't know what the difference is. Why was necessary for the Gemara to get that specific? Okay, so it was his way of telling that turn on the oven and roast some chickens. Amalei Rabbanan the Rabbi Avo. They asked Rabbi Avo, "Hatzpinenu hechon Rabbi Elo tzafon? Where did Rabbi Elo show us? Lashon of being the word hatzpinen is lashon tzoifes, a seer. Show us where Rabbi Avo was tzafon, where Rabbi Avo was hidden. So that was the kenetch over here was they chapped. He used the same word for seeing and hidden." So he used that word. And see, he was not around, he wasn't around, they couldn't find him, they wanted to know where he was hidden. Amar lahen. So he said to them, Alatz Benara Aharonis, he celebrated with a priestly Nara, Aharon, Aharonis, Ironis, Anirosi. So Acharonis, so he was happy last night, which means Rashi says Bamshad means the Morris is gonna say Bamshad is he just got married. He married a Bas Kayan. The Morris says he married a Bas Kayan. So this he celebrated with this Nara Acharonis last night, the last one. Ironis, so he was up late, and therefore Bahani Rosoy Acharonis, Iran, I think she was like a awake person, therefore she kept him up. Where it says Amr lo isha, some say it's referring to his wife. Amr lo masechta, the more it means he was celebrating with the learning of a masechta. The isha here is a moshul referring to finishing a masechta from Seder Kachim, which have to do with the lochos of Kribonis. Okay, Amr lo the Rabbi lo hatsunedo hechon Rabbi Vot suffered, so that Rabbi Vot turned to hide and Rabbi Vot was around. Asked Rabbi lo, where's the Rabbi Vot? So Amar lehen he nisyayetz b'machtir v'hingiv l'mefiboshes. So it means he went up. He went got rishus from the nasi, which is the machtir. And v'hingiv he went to the dorim l'mefiboshes to the chacham which are there because we that mefiboshes was the name of David Melech's rebbe, which that the Mor says that his name was mefiboshes because from his mouth would come out and bush everybody else. So he would open his mouth, everybody would realize how much they don't know. So the embarrassment would come. So that was the Rebbe. It was called Mephibosheth. Okay. Okay, that's the end of this portion of the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. So we're holding Rashi, actually, which is almost perfectly parallel to where we just ended in the Gemara. On the piece before, so Rashi said that he would... the maid servant in Rebbe's house, Alas, she came and said that the Alas, the same kli shadalim b'yayim in a chavis mamalin hakaisis, the kli which they used to draw a pitcher or like a ladle which they would use to take the wine out of the barrel to fill up the cups, is nikris b'kad, it's banging against the kad, and a kevis b'chavis klemer k'barkola yayin. And I gave a south this a chavis. So we're already holding by the bottom of the barrel. It's banging against it when you take out wine. It's scraping against the bottom of the barrel. So yidun nishrael kinein yechol tamidim lebateim. Klami yipsuku sidosan shein oid yayin. They should go home because the meal is ending because they have no more wine. So Rashi learns is going on the meal. Some learners are going on the learning and they were providing the drinks. She wants to know, should she open another one? Yadi Boser Chaverta Mino Nosir Mekufas Chavas Acheres Simnim Zakar. Should I open up the next barrel, take off the cover of the next barrel, and prepare more to drink? And then Batiskavi Alas Bekad in that new barrel, the Alas will float to Hate Sofa Alas Bekad Birevach. It'll float on top with plenty of space. Kilfa b'yam, kaniya hatsofa b'yam, like a boat which is floating in the yam. Tiskvi is kamei akfu yadaychu b'chagicha, which is raise your hands. Kamei kafa sahayim the sukkah, tsofa tahayim ba'ola. So it's lashon of floating on top. Lashon chacham shal yavino ha'akhirim. The people should understand. So he said, shor mishpat. So he made his order for supper. So he wanted trod beets with chardels. He said shor mishpat. So that's trodden. How is it trodden? Because shor is in Aramaic is tur, and mishpat is din. So tur din is trodden. Shor tur mishpat din. That's trodden. Batur miskan. He wanted some chardel. So batur is another word for har, and miskan is another word. Dal is another word for miskan, a poor person. So chardel is chardel. He asked the people who were traveling about his host. Gavar pum dein chai ish pi ush. Ush pizu chai. So ush is kama ish, pum is kama pi, dein is kama zeh. How good is he doing? Light up the fire. The yers adumim that make them reddish, like the esrog, which has this yellow, bright yellow color. And then spread them out on the oven, so you could now use it for heat. Arkiu is shitchu, spread them out. Kamar rikiu like the heavens. The zahavin gecholim lechashos adamas gezav. They're bright like gold. and prepare Magidi Balata Tagarlam Hamadiyam Oinas Alaylu. The roosters which announce that the end of the night. Behen al kachamim and the pachamim and the coals. Hatzvinenu harenu, show us. Kimer loshen sefia halicha is besa. I'm going to use the pasuk sefer. Sefer sefis. Okay. Safon, habem mischabe. He was in hiding. Zohay yoydim atamidim lehechen ha. You didn't know where he was. Zohay yosherli memenu. They asked him, where is he? He said, all it's benara harenis acharenis iranis behini rasi. Samach alayla, this last night he celebrated benara aronis with a naro aronis, a nar from the zera aron. V'achshav hu yashin, so he's sleeping. Amar leisha aronis baskayin, he married a baskayin. Acharenis, so acharenis means a last one. Which means ishta rishon, this is his first wife died. This is his next wife. Aronis. Balaschein v'charifa. She's a withed person. Called him or like a person who's awake. When you rosser lo hayachalishin, so they celebrated together. So she was pleasant to be with. So he stayed up. Mesechta Aronis, a mesechta of Aaron. What is that? Meseder kachim, which avodas Aaron. Acharonis, saim acheris. V'hischa bazu Aronis amuka v'chamura umereres lamdeha. So he just finished the last one, and he started the new one, but he just finished the last one, and it kept him awake because it's so exciting. The learning is very, very interesting. What happened to Rebavo? So he went nisyaitz b'machtir, not the rishus minosi, took permission from the nosi, which is called machtir. He puts a machtir means he puts a keser on somebody, he puts a crown on somebody. Why is he called the machtir? Hashem Shanois and Rishus Lismach with the Kresser Rebbe. He's the person who can make people into the give smicha. Umeoz v'halachu kosher liyos muchter the Kresser Rebbe. So from the machter makes somebody muchter. He's now given with the crown, which means he's called the title of Rebbe, which is the title of Kavod. Mumchel Rabim imtol lo yishalim. So what the advantage of being considered a Rebbe. In Allah, when he passes the din, he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay. With limitations. Like we had in Sanhedrin. He went south. If they zikne dorim, Shem Chachamim, dorim was very smart. Hashem Shoyim, if he boishes, Adam Golu, currently Hachi. So that the reference to Mephibosheth was that he was of such a person. Okay. Zat the Gemara. About halfway down the page. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was the Tanya. Rabbi Yeshua's full name was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was considered one of the sharpest Tanoim. Remember, they had the debates with the Chachumei Atuna, the wise men of Athens. Rabbi Yeshua was the one that they would send for the debate. Yeshua dealt with the Roman, the governors, and everything like that. So he was very sharp. So he said, "Miyamelo nitzchani adam." Nobody ever beat me in a conversation. Chutz mi isha, tinok mitinokis. A woman, a child, a boy, and a girl. Isha mahi. What's the story of the woman? Hamachas nisarachti etzal achsanya achas. I was by a host. So the host is Osa Sali Pulin B'yom Rishon. She made for me beans. And Achaltim V'lo Shi'artim Mehem Klum. I ate the whole plate. Shniya V'lo Shi'artim Mehem Klum. I didn't leave anything over. And the Mashal says that he did that Badafka because he wanted the husband to be proud of his wife that you know she made such delicious foods that the guest ate the whole thing. She made them. She oversalted them to the point that it felt like they had been burnt. I tasted it and I, pushed it away. I pulled my hand away, literally. It didn't take any more. So she said to me, Rabbi, why aren't you eating? I had a meal earlier, which was true. He had a meal earlier, but there wasn't a reason why he was not doing it over here, but he didn't want to say any more. Amarli, it means he felt full already from the other part of the meal, which is the bread. So she said, you shouldn't have taken so much bread. She said to me, Rabbi Shema, lahinachta peya barishonim. Maybe the reason why you're leaving over now was because the first 2 days you didn't leave over that you're supposed to leave over. And so this time you're making up for today. So, you're not supposed to leave over extra in the pan. She took everything from the pan and put it into the on the serving trays. So when the shamash pours out, he pours everything out. But it's proper to leave it over in the ka'ara for the shamash. So the shamash can't, sort of like set aside a portion for himself in the kitchen from the pot. He has to serve everything. But it's proper for the people there to leave over some of the food for the shamash.
On the serving plate or on their own plate?
On the serving plate. But so he can't solve the problem by keeping extra stuff in the kitchen. It's their job to make sure there's something left over in the car. So she was basically giving him mussar. The first 2 days, he didn't leave over, and that's why the third day she set him up for this conversation. He's going to leave it over. So give her a chance to give him some mussar. So she won that round, right? Okay. So his question was that this way the husband would be proud of his wife. But the mice, she said, they still went against Chazal, so that was wrong. That's the case of the Isha. Tinarkas Mahi. Hamachas Yisim Halach Baderach. I was traveling on a path. What Yisim Derech Averis Besada. Went through a field. Yisim Halach. I was walking on the path. Only Tinarkas Achas Rebbe Losada Hizu. Isn't this a field? So what are you doing walking through somebody's field? Isn't it a regular established path? Ganavim like you made the path. Okay. So she won that one. Tinuk Mai was the case of the Tinuk. Mai he was the case. I was traveling. Risi Tinuk Yeshiva Prashas Dochm. I came to a fork in the road, a split. Which path takes me to the city? So Amalei Zuk Sar Barucha. This is short and it's long. This is long and it's short. Well, Achti B'Ksar Barucha. I chose the path which is short and it's long. Kim she got to Leir. So I got to the city. Motzosi Shemakiva. I saw Ganos Upardesim. That it's blocked by gardens and orchards. So I went back. He was still sitting there. Bini, he told me it was a short path. It gets there very quickly. He says, I'm relieved, but it's also very long. So the Shakti Barosha gave him a kiss in his head. Even the young ones have a wisdom in that. So apparently, once upon a time, it was considered wisdom to say things not directly. Nowadays, in America, wisdom is considered to be blunt. Once upon a time, there was derech eretz that was considered wisdom was to say things with a certain chachma and not bluntly. So people would have to. There's a certain delicate way of saying it. So Rashi, three lines on the bottom. L'ischani yodam v'dvorim. Nobody beat me except for these three. Now the Medrash actually says that there's another three stories in the Medrash Eicha about when he came to Yerushalayim one time to visit. There was three children from Yerushalayim who also these type of conversations where they won. And he said he was excited about the chokhmah of the sharpness of the children of Yerushalayim, that not certain things haven't changed. The chosus sarafta, she burnt it k'may p'esh kodcha. She put too much salt in. When the shamash would pour from the pan into the bowl, he doesn't leave anything over the tzarcha for his purpose. Everybody has a responsibility to make sure there's something left over in the kara, and leave it over for the shamash to eat. It splits. So the other path is a little bit longer, but when you get there, it's easier to get in. So that's called Rucha B'Ktzor. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Glili is at the Mor Turat. Four lines on the bottom. Havaka Ozel B'Urcha. He was traveling. Asher Chalab Bruya. He met Bruya, which is the mayor's wife. Amr law, Be'ezah Derech Nelech Lelud, which road takes you to the city of Lud? Amr lay, so she said to him, Galili Shaita, foolish Galilean. L'kachar m'chachamim, Altar v'sicha me'isha, why are you talking to women so long? Hayel l'chalaymer, Be'ezah Lelud. Two words would have been enough, and you used four. And you see what happened, he got a conversation with a woman out of it. Okay. The more says the story with Bruya, the more moves another story. With, so that was because of, again, the idea of the language. And now the more moves is a story with Bruya, which gives us the whole element of Gemara. Bruya Ashka Chatei Lahu Tamido Dehavikok Goris Belechisha. She found one of the Tamidim was learning quietly. Botshabei, she kicked him. Amrele, she said to him, L'kach Kosov, doesn't it say Arucha Bakol? Pasuk says, Arucha Bakol Ushimura. It's aruch. It's spread. It's set up in all ushmur, and then it's watched. What does that mean? If it's spread out over their whole body, means your whole body is into it. Mishtemeris, it'll be kept safe. Vimlav ena mishtemeris, it will not be kept. So if a person learns quietly, without getting his whole being into it, with saying it out loud and getting into it passionately, it won't last. Tana Talmud Echad Hayel Rabbi Eliezer, Shah Yeshana Balachas. It was a Talmud who learned quietly. After 3 years, he forgot his learning. Okay? So the Mor is going to stick to that story. But meanwhile, the Mor brings a story with Rabbi Eliezer. And the Talmud so brings another story with Rabbi Eliezer and the Talmud. He was found guilty and he had to be burnt by the Mokim over here, meaning the government. And then they were able to convince the government to leave him alone because he was a Sham. He had served by Eliezer, was an Adam Gadol. I'm not sure why that story is here, but. What did he do? Don't ask kashas on the road. It was Roman government. It wasn't a Jewish government.
Government.
Yeah. So, kashas the Roman government. Why they want to burn a Jew? Okay. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So the Mor says that Shmuel, going back to this idea of learning out out loud. So Shmuel told us Talmud Rav Yehuda Shinana. So Shinana was Shmuel's. Name of endearment for Rabbi Yehuda meant sharp one. He referred to him as the sharp one. Vishinatam levarecha shinan is the lashon of sharp. So sharp one. Psach pumecha kori. Psach pumecha toni. When you learn chumash or you know mikra, you learn mishnah, you should say it with your mouth open. You know, say it with the full mouth. Ki hechad diskayim bich. This way it'll stay with you. Matar chaya, and will also extend your life. Shemar ki chayim heim lemoitzo ehem. Torah is life for those who find it. And then the pasuk, l'chol basar marpe, and it'll be a healing for all of the every part of the person. So I'll take it lemoitzo ehem or lemoitzi ehem bepet. Not those who find it, but those who express it. You have to say it out with your mouth. Okay. So the Mor is going to return back to that theme of learning Torah out loud. But meanwhile, the more it goes off into this other part of the conversation, other things that Shmuel said, another conversation between Shmuel and Rav Yehuda. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinano. So he said to his Rav Yehuda, sharp one. Chatoif v'achol, chatoif v'ishti, the alma dozlinan minei kilula domi. The world we're in is like a chasna, it's like a behilula, like a it's like a celebration. So a person goes to the chasna. Chasna is a great shmorg. Whatever you chaperayin to eat, you chaperayin to drink. That's it. So in this world, you have to chaperayin. Right, this is it. We're here for a limited amount of time. So you should chaperayin. You're learning. There's a famous this Gemara for us is I say it's a famous Gemara, but there's a Maestro of Yaakov Galinsky Shlita that he's very old already. Yaakov Galinsky learned in the Vardika yeshivas before the war, which actually was no longer in the Vardik because the Vardik was under the Russian rule. It was Bialystok. They moved it from the Vardik to Bialystok. So he went. So he was a young man. He went to learn in the main yeshiva in Bialystok. They had a network of about 70 yeshivas. Actually, he was in a different city, not Bialystok. And he wasn't getting into the Musar, into the learning the way he wanted to. So he went to the Mashkiach, the Yeshiva, and says, what should I do? So Mashkiach says, take him to Silsur Shorim, find one of the shuls in the town, a private place, go there and sit there and learn Musar by yourself for a period of time. He says, no problem. So he goes to find a shul somewhere in the town. He goes in and he thinks nobody's there. He goes and shuts the door, takes up Silsur Shorim, about to learn, and he hears somebody learning this Gemara and Musar Nigit. Chatefa Chol Chatefa Ve'ishti Chatefa, chasing it over like hundreds and hundreds of times, and he just sat there and listened to this voice chasing it over. He says, and that gave him his impetus to get involved in the world of Musar from that one session. Who was it? The Rashiva's name was Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the stipler. And the stipler was sitting in some little shul somewhere learning the chapering around about chapering around in this world, and that Musar went into his bones. So he never said over the story when the stipler was nifter, by the hesped he said over this maizel. So that's this Gemara. Chatoif achol, chatoif b'ishti. Okay. Amalei Rav Lo Rav Nuna, Rav told us Talmud Rav Nuna. Bini, im yesh lecha, if you have money, heitiv lecha, benefit from it. Shein mishol tanug, that you can't spend the money in Sheol, in the netherworld. Vein lemavis hismameya, and death, you can't stop death from coming quickly, so you might as well, you know. Nothing which is going to cause it to be mismameya to hesitate. So putting money into savings was not Rav's thought process. Use the money for what your needs are. In Tamar, aniach lebeni chayk, I'll leave over for my children their mazon. Bishol miyagel lecha. The Bershom takes care of them, so their needs will pop out, and if they're not supposed to pop out, they won't pop out. So leaving over this tremendous estate for your children is not beneficial. So your job, Chofetz Chaim quotes this Gemara. It's interesting. Chofetz Chaim in Abbas Chesed talks about the importance of giving tzedakah. He says, you know, use your money. He says, Elam, I know you're going to leave the money up for the kids, and the kids will do you a favor and give the money to tzedakah. No, halavai. Your kids might decide to do other things with it, and then what schus do you have? Rebbe Wine says over the Gemara, he says, like, you know, says Chazal has a very different, you know, view of finances than the modern American mind. Rishu ben Levi, a mahalach mederach bein imar levoya. He quotes another Gemara. There's a Gemara that Rish Lakish was, you know, they had the king of the Listim. He was, you know, tremendously wealthy, etc. He left it behind, came to, you know, learn. He's holding my deathbed, and he made a cheshbon of what he owns. He owned a kava marikas. Marikas was a vegetable that you can get for free down by the Agam. And he would pick it every day, and that's what he would eat. That's all he had. So he had one kav left over. So he said about himself, he said about himself the pasuk, he left over his strength for other people. I wasted my time picking it. I couldn't eat it. I'm dying. So I used my strength for somebody else. What did I get out of it? I could have used that. I could have spent more time learning, more time doing mitzvahs. So I wasted some of my efforts for somebody else. What's up from them? So he says, you know, the idea of you leaving your children, everything is for the children. So Sir Prime Brisker says, you know, one time somebody came to me and I said, what's with the learning? He said, I have to care of my kids. He says, I'm waiting for the child. He says, what do you mean? He says, you know, I asked your grandfather when I was first I came Rav over here many years ago. I said, what's with the learning? He says, I have to take care of my kids. And I asked your father, what's with the learning? He said, I have to care of my kids. I asked you, what's with the learning? I have to care of my kids. I'm waiting for the kid finally that, you know, everybody else is doing all the effort for, that he'll be able to sit and learn. That was, you know, it's a different thought process. Amir Shimon Levi, Mahalach Baderach Ve'Eini Mar Levoy, a person is traveling, he doesn't have any company with him. Yasek Batar, he should toil in learning. Shemer Ki Levoy Yischein Heim, it's an accompaniment of Chein, it is. Now the pasuk is Heim L'Reshecha, for your head. Va'anokim L'Gargar Reshecha. So Torah is a very pleasant accompaniment for your head. Chosh begroinoi, if you have a pain in your throat, yasi b'tara, learn. Shenemar avanokim legargar reisecho. It is like a necklace around your neck. Chosh b'meyav, yasi b'tara. Person has pain in his stomach, he should learn Torah. Shenemar rifus tihi l'sorcho. Now the pasuk actually says, The sharecha. So the darshan sharecha means lashon of boser. Then chosh b'atzmois of yaseh b'torah. So the end of the pasuk is v'shikoi la'atzmosecha. It's like giving to drink to your bones. Chosh b'chol gufa yaseh b'torah. Shenemar l'chol b'sar marpe, which is the pasuk which we quoted. This came in because the end of the pasuk before of Chaim Hen Lewetzayim Luchol Basar Marpe, that's the connection to that. So Rav Yehuda Bar Bechia Bar Eish Shalokim Minis Hakadosh Baruch Hu Minis Basar B'dom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is able to do it differently than the people. Basar B'dom Minis Basar B'dom Adam Nisin Sam Lechaveri Lezeh Yafel Lezeh Kosher. Person gives a person takes a medicine, so the medicine is beneficial for the area which is beneficial for, but many times it's detrimental to other areas. But Abba Kashbarcho, Elon that came, not entirely Yisrael, Sam Chayim Lechol Gufa, Shemar Lechol Basar Marpe. It benefits every part of the body. Okay, so that was the Iker conversation over here is the idea of learning Tar B'Peh. From there we went off into Chayim Hen, the Maisa with Shmuel. From there we went to another member of Shmuel and a member of Rav to his Talmud, Chapin Arayin, and the end of the Pasuk, Lechol Basar Marpe. Now we're going to go back to the conversation about learning B'Peh. Amr of Ami, Maldivsi, what's the shot in the Pasuk? Kinoim, they are pleasant. Kisishmarim Ibitnacha, when you maintain them in your stomach, Yikaru Yachtav also Asecha, they will be established all together on your lips. Amosai did return Noim. When do we find the words of Torah are considered pleasant? It's, you know, it's good. Better, it's good for the person. You make sure it's maintained in your being. Amosai, how will you do that? When it's established well on your lips, that you express it out when you learn with your mouth. Reb Zera Mehocha. Reb Zera brings a different pasuk. Simcha leish b'manei piv. A pasuk in Mishlei. Fortunate for the, it's happiness for the person who's b'manei piv, with expression of his mouth. Whatever b'itay matoyv, something which is said in the bright time. How good is it? Emesai simcha liish b'manei b'zman shemanei b'piv. When is there simcha? When he expresses his things with his mouth. Emes lishachrino. Another pshat over here in the pasuk is Emes simcha leish b'manei piv. When will the person enjoy how he expresses himself? When it's said at the proper time. So if you learn Torah, the Torah about the Yom Tov at the time of the Yom Tov, when it, you know the proper time, that's where you that's then there'll be a simcha for that. Mitzvah mehalcha, ki har velecha davar moed v'fichu v'vav chalas soy soy. So the pasuk in Chumash says the Torah is close to you in your heart, your mouth, and your heart. Emesai kar velecha, when is it close to you? Bezman shabepicha v'vav chalas soy soy. You express it out with your mouth, and you establish it in your heart. Rabbi brings a different pasuk for that. It says pasuk until him tavas libo nesat aloi, his desire you gave to him. Areshes sevosov balmanato sela. So that was it. Which is expressed by the mouth, which is counted by the mouth. So it means it's expressed. So again, Amos said tavas libo nesat aloi bezman shereshes sevosov balmanato. When you do not refrain from expressing it out with your mouth, sela. Rabbi says, you look at the pasuk, there seems to be a question over here. See, tabas liba nesat aloi, so that you gave him, you gave him his desire. So the push on the pasuk is that which he expressed out with his mouth, you did not refrain, which means that he had asked for it. So tavas liba means he, without expressing it, just desire in your heart, he already got it. And reshes sosa means he had to express it. So how is that? Zocha, if he zocha tavas liba nesata loy zocha reshes sosa bal manat sela. He has to ask. Okay, let's take us to the two dots. Tana de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, kol mokim shenamar netzach sela v'ed. These three words, either netzach or sela or v'ed, ein lo hefzik olamis, they mean that it continues forever. Netzach d'chsiv kiloy lo olam oriv v'lo lo netzach eksoif. So we see from the usage of the phrase that netzach means for the eternity. The Russian says, I'm not going to always be angry. This is a period of time, and it will pass. Selo, this is Kasher Shemano, Ken Rino, Be'er Hashem Savokis, Be'er Elokim, Eloket, Elokim Yechonana, Ad Oilom, Selo. Vo'ed, Dersiv, Hashem Yimloch, Lo'olom, Vo'ed. So all of these three, this is the possible Bama, not the Selo, so we refer to that. The word Selo is a fascinating word. It's only found in Tillim and in Habakkuk. Nowhere else in Tanakh. And the reverse says that the word sela, he would say the word sal is a basket. At the head end of the word means two, like Mitzrayim means two Mitzrayim. So sela means to the basket. Take this concept and put it away. Put it into the basket. So it means in an intellectual sense, whatever we just said, you should make sure that you store this away. It also in the word means it's something which lasts for it. It's stored away to last.
It's a better shot in the times of basketball. Can relate to it more than maybe they could 200 years ago.
Yeah, but our baskets don't hold anything. Our basketballs, the ball drops out of the bottom. Yeah. Their baskets held something. That was the point that it lasts. It's the top, a little bit of Rashi, top of the page. So by the two dots. Butcher Bay bought them, so Berea gave the fellow a kick. She hit him. And she said, Erucha Bakalu Shemura. So he told him that if you express it out, tarich chayai shetarich yamin, you'll live longer. Chatoi v'chol im yeshecho momen lehonis atzmecho al tapdin ad lemocher shem and Thomas of shub ein lecho hano. If you have the opportunity to use the money, there's no reason to wait. Damal zinim yineg yosinim, the world we're leaving from is kihlula dami hayoim yeshnoi lemocher enenu. Daima lechupa sholechis mahir. It's very pleasant to go to a chasna, but it's over pretty quickly. If you have money, nothing holds death from coming back. Nothing can hold it back. A person dies suddenly. Chayk is mosin. Do you want to give for your kids? Miyagalcha im nisher biyodam shema yevdu. Who's going to tell you that they're going to be able to keep it? Halalu notzim. Klamer kashem gedalim gedala pernasosan. As the as they grow, their support comes with them. Ba'ishrin imahen ba'enuchod sarach lida hidoygalim. Don't worry. Well, nevelin mesim loshin ba'olam nivul. They live, they die. Russia takes care of them as they live. The more says certain things which are good for the heart, bad for the eyes. So, but this is everything. Okay. You don't forget them. You don't say it unclearly, and you don't say it quietly. So it's mesudr clearly, and it's said expressed properly. You say the right time. When people discuss it with him, they ask him questions, that clarifies the point. Shereshes sviras svos of baal timna sela kshedasata b'deya das lohitzi b'sosa. When he understands, he's supposed to express it. So chemiesh lo mazal toiv tavasi b'rasata loy ba'ot shu misave baal loy tavasi atchala yishalani. He doesn't have to ask. Loy zochot tzarch lis makmek litzdayer. So he has to go through the whole process of asking until you get it. You have to keep asking until you get it. Means forever. From the word oilam. And shamim loich loilam voed. So again, voed means loshon of loilam. Okay.